Kedah enters a new phase with the ascent of the Sultan Salahuddin Ibn Almarhum Sultan Padlishah to the throne. And on Monday, Kedahans will witness the pomp and splendour of a royal coronation. The last one took place back in 1959 at the installation of Almarhum Sultan Abdul Halim Muazzam Shah Ibn Almarhum Sultan Padlishah. And in conjunction with the ceremony, Astro Awani was granted a royal audience with His Royal Highness Tengku Sarafuddin Padlishah Sultan Salihuddin, the Raja Muda of Kedah, who has been installed as their heir to the throne. In this interview, His Highness Tengku Sarafuddin provides a little royal insight into palace life and what shaped and drives his father, the 29th Sultan of Kedah, of the longest reigning sultanate in the region.
Tengku, thank you very much for joining Astro Awani. I'm very pleased and very honoured to be able to meet you. And also congratulations on the installation of His Majesty, Sultan Salahuddin bin Ibni Sultan Padlishah, your father. First and foremost, we would like to slightly talk about your diverse experience among the senior royal family and your father. His Majesty of Sultan, for instance, is a successful military man, and you yourself made a name in the legal fraternity, and that's very interesting as well. So when we talk about all this experience that you and your father have, how would you say this will contribute to the ruling of His Majesty as the 29th Sultan of Kedah, and to give example to the rakyat?
As we all know, he was trained in India, mm-hmm. in the Indian Military Academy, and his career started by being an officer in the army, mm-hmm. and it's the Royal Malay Regiment. And while in the army, he was posted to certain areas in West and East Malaysia. And at that time, it was during the communist era and also the confrontation with Indonesia. By being a military man, of course, he himself, with his training, is already a disciplined person, mm-hmm. and pretty strict, you know, I can say. And whatever he does, he will want it to be done properly, mm-hmm. whether in the family or in the street administration or in the formal environment.
So just now we were talking about your father being very strict and being very disciplined, you being a lawyer yourself. Can you tell us a little bit more about how that started off during your education time, and also how is it that you got into being a lawyer?
I went to military college when I was in Form 1. At that particular time, it happened that the military college took the first Form 1 batch as its students. Oh. So I was together with about 95, 96 of us, mm-hmm. we were the first Form 1 batch to enter into the RMC. Mm. And then we were trained to be disciplined at that young age. I proceeded to my studies to England, mm-hmm. which I've graduated with a law degree from Brunel University. And then I continued on with my bar finals in England.
Mm. Hey Tengku, you were talking about having that strict background and that disciplinary, and you being a lawyer. A lawyer is also strict, you know, how to get your way about and talk to people and all that. Yes. How do you think all this will contribute, and also to show the rakyat, you know, with this career background, you know, this is something that is approachable and you are approachable towards the rakyat?
Well, I sincerely hope with our career backgrounds, which, you know, we work all this while, and that we hope to be able to assist the state in to ensure that the state will be more prosperous in the future, and hopefully the also to assist the state in its to increase its economic activities so that the rakyat will be more prosperous in the future.
I'm sure a lot of people like me, myself, and a lot of the rakyat, not only Malaysians, Kedahan in particular, would want to know more, a little bit more about you. During your free time, you have two children. What do you do?
I think as normal parent, you know, and Well, my kids, you know, I have one girl and one boy. The girl is 14 and the boy is going to be 11 soon. During weekends, we, just like normal parents, in free time, they want to watch movies. So we'll take them to movies. And of course, we can't go and watch movies every week. They also need to do their studies and they also have certain extra classes to attend.
Yeah, of course.
And I will, and sometimes my Raja Pamuda, you know, whoever is available will
bring them.
Yeah, send them to their classes.
I also know that you like rugby and football. Maybe you can talk a little bit about your how is that going on? I mean, with your busy schedule and all that.
For football and rugby, I don't play them now, but I like to watch them. Okay. Now, I play more golf. Mm. Okay. If I have time, I try to play golf every week, and I think it's good for all of us to be healthy. So I try to make a point to exercise at least a few times a week. Mm. Either I go jogging or I run around the house.
Okay, we want to talk a little bit about the coronation ceremony. How significant it is to the reigning monarch and his rakyat, because we know we are celebrating the installation soon. Mm. Can you explain or tell us a little bit more about that?
Okay, I think the coronation has a rich historical value. I think, as we all know, the last coronation was 59 years ago, which is a very long time. And I feel that not many people will remember or would have seen the coronation which happened 59 years ago. And as we all know, prior to this coronation, there will be a few ceremonies, few istiadats, which we need to go through. For example, the first one is istiadat letak kerja. Mm-hmm. Then the second one is istiadat ziarah makam. The third one was yesterday, which is istiadat siram tabal. And next week there will be istiadat perbarisan kehormat. And the last one would probably be will be the istiadat pertabalan. And then a week after that will be the istiadat santapan malam, which is the final event of the formal istiadat. I personally met the rulers and the governors to invite them to the istiadat pertabalan and majlis santapan malam. I have been tasked to invite the rulers and the governors to attend the istiadat pertabalan and majlis santapan malam. And I personally have met the rulers of Perak, Terengganu, Perlis, Negeri Sembilan, Johor, Kelantan and the governors of Penang and Sarawak to personally invite them to attend this istiadat. And for the istiadat pertabalan, the rulers will send their representatives on behalf of their state, but the rulers himself will attend the Majlis Santapan Malam. My meeting with the rulers and the governors, this will strengthen the relationship between Kedah and the rest of the states in Malaysia.
Okay, hearing about the coronation, the last one happened 59 years ago. This is also a bridge or a way for the royal family to actually show the people or make people know, acknowledge or also give them knowledge about how this ceremony happens. Because like me myself, I haven't seen because it was 59 years ago. Yeah. So I would like to say that this is also a bridge for tourism, for example, to know more about Kedah. How do you, what do you think about that?
In the first place, I think it's very important that all these ceremonies to be documented,
right,
whether you know in films and also in documents, so that the future generation will know that ceremony. It will also help to preserve the royal custom for the future generation to see it.
The installation has a huge significance from historical viewpoint. But why does it matter to Malaysians? Because we want to know, because it's our culture, it's our background, we have to know. And I think it's a loss if we do not know about it. So what do you think?
As we all know, Malaysia is a constitutional monarchy state. It's also unique that we have 9 rulers, and each ruler will take turn to be the king of Malaysia. And with this coronation, I hope that it will strengthen the constitutional monarchy in the country, and in particular in the state of Kedah. And by being a Sultan is not only a ruler for a particular race, but he is also the Sultan for the whole of the rakyat of that state. And of course, he also has a role to play in administering the state.
Okay, we would like to say thank you very much for joining Astro Awani. It's an honour. Congratulations again. We hope all is fine and hope all is good. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Astro. It's my pleasure.